From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have captured the notorious drug cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto announced Joaquin Guzman's recapture in a brief announcement in Spanish on Twitter Friday. Guzman was arrested after a shootout with Mexican Marines in Sinaloa, his home state. The leader of the Sinaloa cartel escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. The escape was a major embarrassment for President Peña Nieto, who has been praised for his administration's aggressive push against Mexico's top drug lords. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that the men were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest, that is, said the arrests show how the U.S. government is working to counteract terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, our law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Haus Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was arrested Thursday in Sacramento, California. He was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was arrested in Houston, Texas. He is accused of attempting to provide material support, including training and expert advice and assistance to the Islamic State group. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who had been in the United States several years. This is VOA News.